Data. Governments must monitor rights-based SRHR indicators at all levels and ensure human rights-based data collection and safeguard processes that will address the human rights risks in collection, processing, analyzing and dissemination of data. This is to ensure the protection of the rights of certain vulnerable populations. Capacity strengthening of national statistical offices in this area will be crucial, which must be taken down to the local levels alongside encouragement of citizen-generated data. Governments should aim to put in place functional CRVs systems that will achieve universal registration of all key life events/vital statistics, and this could be used as data sources at national level for gender equality and SRHR policy and program interventions and improving SRHR universally. Governments must synchronize administrative data and routine facility information systems, facility surveys, population-based surveys, DHS, MICS to ensure a robust, continuous, and periodic data on the SDG implementation. In addition, there is a need to explore open data systems and new technologies in the collection of data. Note: EFIC's call to action takes into account several discussions at the regional level since 2015 with partners and the advocacy briefs and country profiles that partners from at least 17 countries in Asia region and Africa and Latin America region developed to ensure gender equality and SRHR is integrated into the SDG development plans at the national level. For more information on country profiles and advocacy briefs on sexual and reproductive health and sexual and reproductive rights, follow http://arrow.org.my/publications overview/. End of note.